Welcome to the Build Your Coaching Business Around the 9-to-5 podcast. I'm your coach, Pamela Pritchard, and I help you go from employee to business owner. Whether you're creating your first client or learning how to create clients on repeat whilst holding down your day job, I'll help you make your business dreams a reality. Let's begin. Hello, welcome back to the podcast. We are starting with a three-part series called Income Unlocked. Each episode of this three-part series is going to be covering different situations for coaches who are at different stages of income in their business. This isn't about how much you've made. This is about how much you're making and how you're making it right now in your business and the next level that you want to get to. So part one, what we're diving into today is going to be about those of you who are stuck in a rut where you're not making money. So if you are less than 10K revenue in the last 3 months in your business, let alone the last 12 months or even all time, then this is the episode for you. I want to talk about what it actually takes to make the money that you desire in your business and the reasons why you're not making money right now in your business and what you need to do when you have that feeling of being stuck in a income rut where whatever you seem to be doing, you are not in that momentum of creating clients and money. Now, for some of you, you might be earlier on in your business, and this is like the start point, building the momentum, building the trajectory. And of course, you've not made 10K because you are at the beginning. For most of my listeners, you have been in business a little while. You have been at a stage where you certified a fair few months ago, if not even years ago. And you have made money on and off, but you, for some reason, just cannot get out of that. Some months are zero, and that happens quite regularly. And even if it does happen, and I do make some money over a course of a three-month rolling period, there just really isn't any consistency. And that is a frustration for you. So this first episode is for you if you are in that situation. And it is also for you if you're not in that situation, but energetically, you have that fear of money is not going to keep coming. And that also therefore applies to you, because if you're feeling this way, energetically, you are stuck in a rut. You are not building traction. You're not allowing the momentum to do what momentum does, which is grow. You're not allowing the snowball effect when you are fearful and scarce about where the next client is coming from. So this is the first episode, and we're going to dive into that right now. But you're probably also thinking, what are the other two episodes? So let me just give you a very brief preview so you know whether or not to wait for those or jump straight to it if you're not listening to this as it's being released. So the second one is about you're making money, and maybe you are also applicable to the first episode, this episode, but the second episode is going to be about not being able to reach a milestone that you are really working towards. Maybe it's a big milestone, like a 50K year or a 100K year or 150K year. Or it's like a monthly milestone that you are so close to reaching, but for some reason, you just can't seem to hit it, whether that's consistent 3-to-5K months, whether that's reaching a 10K month, whether that's reaching a 15K month. So that second episode is about reaching milestones. So episode one is still going to be very applicable to you in many ways, but we're going to be focusing on reaching milestones in episode two. And in episode three, we're going to be looking at consistent income and predictability. So one and two will still be able to apply. But the number one thing that I see all of my clients mention, literally like 90% of them mention in their onboarding forms when they start working with me, is the desire for consistent income. So episode three is going to be diving into that of the Income Unlocked series. So that sounds good. Let's dive in. Now, before we go into the subject matter and all the value that I want to share with you today, I do want to say, so I've had a couple of DMs about this. I'm warning you in advance. If you're watching this with kids in the car, I do swear. I don't always know when I'm going to swear. I don't plan to swear, but it happens. So I just wanted to let you know, this is definitely adults only. I like to keep it real. There are some crass phrases that I seem to have adopted since living in Australia and having a Kiwi partner. So just bear with me, okay? Because they seem to be coming up a lot. And I just want to warn you that if that isn't your vibe, I ain't the coach for you. But if you know what I'm like or you're all for it, then lean the fuck in, because we are going to be talking about getting out of an income rut in this first episode of this three-part series. So whenever I speak about business, about building your coaching business, I always look at things from two really simple perspectives. There is the strategic perspective, there's the energetic perspective. They weave in and out. You cannot separate, I mean, you can separate them, but I always find that the most powerful way that I love to support my clients when it comes to solving business challenges, when it comes to reaching new heights in their business, to overcoming income plateaus, is I'm always looking to check that strategically they are sticking to their business foundations and energetically they are working their business foundations in a way that actually serves them and feels in alignment with them. Now, what do I mean by saying is something in alignment? And again, do stay connected to this wisdom, even if for you, alignment is a language you use a lot. So I know it's a very coachy language. If you're already spiritual, if you've already been in my world a lot, I do use the word alignment a lot. But I really did actually want to take the time to define alignment today, because this herein is part of the reason why you're not yet making the money and clients that you know you're capable of. Alignment is when what you are doing, what you are saying, what you are thinking, what you are believing, and what you are taking action on are all coming at the same page. They are all aligned. Because this is what I do with my clients. I take anything and everything that you've already done, everything you've already achieved, everything you already know. And the work is it working for you? Does it actually adhere to timeless business practices that work no matter what your strategy, no matter what your niche, no matter what platforms that you want to be on? And then we find the alignment. And with the alignment, that's when the strategy tends to fall into place. So when you're stuck in a rut with your income, when you're not making the money that you desire to be making, and you, for some reason, just cannot seem to get off that starting block, even if you have in the past, or even if this genuinely is your starting block and you really are at the beginning of your business, these are the typical things that I see happening with coaches. I see that you are posting and hoping, that you are posting from a place of excitement, that you're posting from a place of really like wanting to just show up and do your part to like tick the box and be like, at least I showed up, at least I'm building that muscle of consistency. And a lot of my clients come to me with this. They are showing up. They have got over those initial visibility hurdles. They are actually telling people that they're a coach. They are actually sharing lots of value, lots of educational content, lots of wisdom. And for that, for them, that feels really expansive and really exciting. They are actively a coach out in the community. They are coaching. They have a couple of clients, maybe they're practice clients, maybe they're like one or two paid clients from before, or the client that keeps renewing and feels really like familiar, really like a sure thing. And when you have those sessions, you have those moments of inspiration. When you listen to a podcast, you have beautiful moments of inspiration and you adapt that for your clients and you get that out there and you're doing the thing, you're posting, but you're hoping. You are showing up, but you're not sure if it's actually going to create clients. You are getting content out there, but you're not seeing results. This is common in this situation. And I'm going to tell you why that isn't creating you the results that you want them to create. I'm so sorry. My tummy is rumbling like crazy.
And this is a really powerful mic, so I'm really hoping it's not so powerful it's picking that up. Apologies in advance if you're picking that up. So what else is there? As well as posting and hoping, you're wobbly about your offer. I get this a lot when clients start working with me. And in the first session, we nip this in the bud. And over the first month, this is when we really test it, stress test it. What I mean by stress testing, it's actually stress testing is a term from property investing. When you stress test, and actually even when you buy a first home, you should be stress testing your mortgage repayments. Stress testing is not taking the repayments that you're going to have to make on a property on face value. By stress testing it, you play with, oh, what if interest rates increase by another 5%? What if interest rates increase or double in the next 10 years? What if? It's that what if factor. You stress test the cost of things when it comes to property investment. And if you still can fulfill the needs of the repayments and the payback with the stress test, no matter how big or small you make it, that's when you know you've got a good deal. I love using property investment language in making great decisions in your coaching business. So what I mean by stress testing in your coaching business is that one of the core philosophies I teach my clients in day one, as soon as they get access to the Thrive program, is they get the training on decision and execution philosophy. It's a core philosophy that has literally made me so much money in my business. When I learned this, it was a game freaking changer. If you've been in previous workshops with me, then you possibly know this already. And obviously inside the Thrive program, I go into the full cycle of decision and execution because that's actually only half of the cycle. But the first and fundamental part of it is decision and execution. And what we do when we first work together in the strategy sessions is we define your business fundamentals. Your core business fundamental is having an offer to sell. If you don't have an offer to sell, how can anybody give you money? What are they paying you for? If you are wobbly about your offers, why would they pay you for something that you're not convicted about? If you're not clear about who your offer is for, how on earth is anyone going to be able to self-select themselves for your offer if you don't even know who it's for? If you don't know what results you create for your clients, how on earth are your clients expected to know that you can help them? This sounds so obvious when you say it like this. And the reason I laugh as I say it is because honestly, when you know it, you can't unknow it. The question is, are you willing to do the work to find that out? And that bit, as simple as it sounds, isn't easy. Because defining the results that you actually create for your clients, I know that you get in your head about. And so in the strategy sessions, that's why it's the first thing we tackle. Getting crystal clear on your offer, so you know who it's for, so that they know that it's for them, so that you know what results that you get them, so that they know how you're going to be able to help them, so that when it actually comes to them thinking about working with you, it's very clear what you help them with and how you're going to help them get the result that they want. The second aspect to the offer is the price. If you're wobbly on your pricing, then that's just awkward. It doesn't work to be posting and hoping, to not have offer clarity, and then on top of all of that, you're not confident and convicted about your pricing. Even if you have pricing transparency, are you still convicted about your pricing? Are you prepared? Do you know how to handle it if someone on a coaching call says to you, gosh, that's a lot of money? Or they come to the call saying, I know exactly how much it is because I've been reading your website 10 times before I even came on the call today. But now we're talking about pricing. I'm still feeling a little bit nervous about this investment. How do you hold space for that? And do you hold space for that? This is the big thing, because it's not a problem that your price is expensive. It's not a problem that coaching is an investment. It's meant to be. it is meant to be. It's not normal to drop a couple of K on something. It's not meant to be something that you just go, oh yeah, it's fine. It's just a coffee. Of course it's on me. No, this is an investment that somebody is purposely and intentionally making to create a significant life-altering change in their life, to change the trajectory of their life, of their business, of their weight, of their relationships, of their parenting, of their ability to love themselves, to feel good, to have confidence, to create money, to live their dreams. It's meant to be an investment, and you're shying away from that conversation? Yes, you're in an income rut because you're not leaning in to the conversation. You're shying away from it, wishing that people just wouldn't ask those questions, wishing that you didn't have to actually rise to the occasion and be a leader to own your own pricing and confidently say, yes, it is an investment. Yes, I have priced it at this price. Yes, that is the cost of getting this transformation with me because you like the way I do it, because you've seen the results that I create, because you are ready to take this path and you are committed to this path. If it was as easy as paying for a coffee, would they be as committed? Do you stress when the coffee gets cold? No, you just ditch it. You'll have another one tomorrow. You ditch it and make a fresh one. I don't want clients to come into my containers feeling like, oh, well, if it doesn't work, it doesn't matter. No, the cost is the cost because it is an investment. The cost is the cost because there is a commitment required to get the results. When you shift into that level of owning your pricing because it cultivates commitment for the client, because it represents an investment, not spare change, because it represents them saying yes to their goals and their dreams and the transformation you offer them. That is a powerful invitation. Are you owning your pricing with that level of conviction? If not, the rut continues. If not, you're hoping it's going to be easy, but then you're wondering why you don't have the results. When you rise to it, when you step into your authority and your conviction with your offer, with your pricing, that is when you actually show up to post, you're not hoping. You're posting and you're expecting that the person who needs the transformation that you offer is watching. You're expecting that they are waiting for you to show up. You're expecting that, of course, they're going to want this because this matters. There is no hoping involved. When I share my podcast, for example, I'm not thinking I'm just going to post this and hope someone sees it and realizes. I'm posting it knowing that you're listening to this thinking, oh, fuck, she's talking to me. Oh, fuck, I'm ready to sit up and pay attention. I want these results. And yes, I am committed to it. And yes, I know that she'll get me there. And when you have that influence and that ability to impact your audience, that is when they lean in. But you have to lean in first. You have to lead first. And this is the difference. The other thing I'm seeing when clients are stuck in a rut and they are just not getting out of that income plateau of nothingness, of, okay, I've made a client, but where is the next one? I often see a lot of change. I saw it just today, actually, inside of one of the memberships I'm in. A client literally posted, not one of my clients, another coach posted saying, so I've done a Black Friday deal. It really wasn't working. And so I've decided to release another one and I've released it today, but I've not had any takers yet. Has anyone got any ideas for what I could be selling? And I'm thinking, wait, what? Like, A, Black Friday doesn't even happen at the time of this recording until tomorrow. Why are you changing your deals again and again? Why is this happening? Why are you creating offers left, right, and center releasing them one time and then you're wondering why it's not selling because you haven't given it a chance to sell. It's literally the same as going on 50 first dates with different people and then questioning why nobody's proposed. The proposal wasn't meant to happen on the first date. The proposal happens a few dates in, a few months in, a few years in even. And sure, when you know, like it can happen quickly, but also not the first date. But when you are releasing offers like 50 first dates, yeah, you're never going to get to the proposal. Truly. You're not. And the reason is because you're not giving your offer a chance to work. Having an offer that works is like falling in love. Yes, you need that initial attraction. Yes, you want that initial chemistry. Yes, you want that initial pull. So yes, of course, your offer does need to be something that you desire to create. And that's what you do when you create an offer. You do it from an aligned place, from a place of desire, a place of, I really want this to come in through. I really want to make this and bring this through in the world for whatever reason. Maybe it's something that you went through. Maybe it's a gap that you see. Maybe it's a bit of both. Something you're passionate about, something that you're sick of, something that you want to help people with, something that you've overcome yourself. That's where the authentic desire, the chemistry, the intrinsic pull comes from. Trust that, run with it. And what gets you to the aisle, what gets you to the wedding day, what gets you to that long-term, loving, committed relationship where you give as much as you get, and it's not even about getting, and it's not even about giving, it's just natural, it's just who you are, it's what you're known for, it's what you're good at, it's what brings you alive. That takes time to cultivate. Learning your offer, learning all the ways that you can market it, learning all the ways it can help people, discovering all the ways that it has an impact on people's lives, exploring all the ways that you knew it was going to have impact. But the more clients you serve with your offer, realizing that there are a million and one ways that you didn't expect it to have impact, but it does. This is what it's like for me and Thrive. Me and Thrive were just me and one-to-one coaching, no program, no strategy sessions, no messaging mastery, like none of it. And over time, what just started as initial desire, this is what I went through. This was my transformation. This is a gap in the market, has become a fully fledged program of 80 modules with strategy sessions that's going from one-to-one into group. Wow, what a love affair. What a beautiful relationship. What a marriage it's turned into. A long-term committed relationship. We've seen highs and lows. We've gone through ruts together. We have grown together. It has expanded together. Imagine if I treated Thrive like a first date, decided that, oh, well, I didn't make 100K in the first round. And look, maybe you're not expecting that either, but even the first time I released it, I got crickets. The first month, I didn't make a sale from it. Imagine if I just was like, that wasn't it. Let's move on. That's what this coach was doing. This is what I see coaches do again and again. You change niche. You have that initial excitement, that initial buzz, that initial reveal, the announcement, the declaration. And then do you stick with it? Maybe you had that client come in 3 months ago. Are you holding the energy from 3 months ago? Or are you in a zero rut right now because the energy you had when you started, that beginner energy that you had, either at the very beginning of your coaching business or at the beginning of this offer, maybe you haven't stayed connected to that. Maybe all that momentum has gone because you have allowed it to drop, because you didn't show up for it, because you stopped making an effort, because you stopped treating it like a first date, but recognizing that you're in this for the long term. So changing your offer too much, the reason why that's not working for you is because you're looking for the quick fix. You're looking for the first date to be the marriage when you know full well that that's not what it is. Then there is a lack of confidence, and that's creating a lack of consistency. And that can happen because of everything that I've just outlined. Everything I've outlined are the core business fundamentals, your offer and price. But what comes once you have an offer and price that you are committed to into that long-term relationship with? Doesn't mean you can never change it, by the way, but what happens when you have the offer and price? Then we look at the marketing and sales strategy. But if you're not confident about your offer and price, then how can you be confident about your marketing and sales strategy? It doesn't make sense. Marketing and sales is so much more than just posting and hoping. But when you are only posting and hoping, and that is the extent of your marketing strategy, when your marketing strategy isn't a marketing strategy and it's just a content strategy, but you're lacking the fundamental behind it of having a solid offer and price, then yes, your income suffers. When you don't feel confident about selling, so you have a marketing strategy, you're posting, you have an offer you like, a price you're convicted about, but you're still not selling. You're not actively telling people about your offer. You're not actively taking the time to explore and practice and allow yourself to be visible with communicating your offer in every which way that they need to hear it. Then, of course, you're not going to be making the money that you could be. And when you're not convicted in your consult calls or in your DM conversations, we discussed this earlier about running a mile when somebody asks you about your price in the DMs. When you show up on a consult call and you're not confident about speaking about their questions, you heard one time that a coach said, "Oh, well, I don't coach on objections. If someone has an objection, they're not the client for me." No, it's an investment. You're meant to have questions. It's a good thing to have questions. It's a good thing to be discerning about your investments. That's like, imagine a property investor saying, "Oh, well, sorry, if you have questions about the property that you're about to spend thousands of pounds on or thousands of dollars on, then you're not the person who's meant to buy it." Like, no. When somebody buys a property, they convey the property. They do an assessment on the entire property. They check that what was marketed is actually what's being sold. There's no hidden secrets. That's all objections are. When you know how to show up from a place of alignment, feeling confident and convicted about your offer, feeling very convicted and confident about your price, feeling very clear, remember what makes an offer, knowing who the offer is for, the results that you create for that client, and the process in which they have to go through to create those results. When you have all of that dialed in and very clear in your heart, mind, body, and soul, then when a client comes to the consult who isn't as versed in your offer, who knows what they want, but needs to be sure that you can offer it to them, when they have questions about that, then yes, it is your responsibility as the coaching business owner, as the salesperson, as the marketer, to be able to support the client with their questions. If you want to call that objections, call it objections, whatever. But it is your responsibility to be able to handle that conversation with grace, with confidence, with assuredness, with clarity in your own offer, with your own transformation. And if you are afraid of that, if you secretly get pleased, if you secretly feel relieved when a consult cancels, when you don't have any consults on the books, when you're secretly thinking, "Oh God, I hope this isn't easy," yes, and you join a consult and you're like, "Oh, I hope they don't have any questions," or you're thinking, you know, like you, they, let's imagine this, the consult comes through, you do a little stalk, you check out their Instagram, you think that they're rich and that they have money because they've recently been on holiday, and you make an assumption about them. And they join the call, and the first thing they say is that, "I don't really have much money to invest, but I wanted to discuss this coaching with you." And you immediately think, well, they're not going to want this. You've lost it already. You've lost the sale. You've lost the client, more importantly, because you've allowed your judgments, your assumptions get in the way of serving that client fully. You've allowed your desire for it to be easier than it is, or your resistance to actually showing up in your authority and conviction and confidence and being of service just to support the client to make an aligned decision for them gets in your way. So all of this, when this cocktail of things are happening, maybe you relate to all of it. Maybe you relate to just some of it. Maybe you can see that even one of these things is getting in your way. What that creates in your business is this feeling of not being there yet, of feeling like I'm frustrated that I'm not further ahead than I am. What do they have that I don't have? You're constantly searching. You're possibly comparing yourself. Go check out the comparison module that I did a few episodes back. You're waiting for it to be easier than it should be, instead of leaning into the challenges and rising to the occasion. You're seeking external validation. I often see this as well. When that cocktail of things are happening in your business, because that's how you're approaching it. And again, there is no judgment in any of this. I say it with conviction because I want you to recognize what isn't serving you so that you can change it. And by the way, I have totally been in every one of those situations in the past. I don't want you to be guessing about what's going wrong. I want you to know what's going wrong so that you can confidently be like, oh, this is what we need to change. This is what we need to fix. Not from a place of you need fixing, not from a place of you are inherently wrong or unworthy or not enough. That's not even in the question. You are worthy. You are enough. You are capable of this. I know you're capable of this, which is why I'm not afraid to lay it out on the table for you so that you can see it and go, right, okay, that's what needs changing. Similar to like the car breaking down, I'm not going to be that mechanic that's like, oh yeah, no, your car's broken, but it's going to cost you 10K, but I'm not going to be able to explain to you why it needs fixing. No, I'm going to be the mechanic who's like, look, let me show you. Lift the engine. Look here. You see this? This is wrong. See this? This is the wrong part. You see this? This is wired the wrong way. But if we fix this, 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 and this, job done, Bob's your uncle, and off you go, and you get to go on that road trip. Okay? And it might be that it's all of it. And if it is, I've got you. It's no issue. It happens. Happened to me, happens to many of my clients, happens sometimes all at once. Sometimes it happens in little bits here and there, and it's one thing one day, another thing another day. And this is the work. This is the work. We don't shy away from it. We lean in. We park up the car. We pop the hood. We get in there. We deal with it. And then we rise to the occasion so that we can keep going. Because here's the other bit. There will be a time where one day, it ain't me popping the hood. It's you popping the hood. And then you're like, hey, look what I found. This is what's going on in this engine. And not only are we replacing it, we're going to turn this shit into Fast and Furious. Like, we're going to turn this into the sexiest goddamn car we've ever seen. That's where the excitement starts to come in. That's where you start to realize you actually enjoy being a little bit of a mechanic once in a while, but you know how to handle your car. You know how to drive. You know how to drive with speed. This is what happens. But at the beginning, we're basically learning how to drive in the first place. And I don't know about you, but when I was learning how to drive, I basically just sweat for the entire hour in every single driving lesson. It was gross. It was uncomfortable. Now I love a good road trip. So lean in, rise to the occasion. I'm bringing you with me and I've got you. What's next? What you need. And obviously, I've explained what you need with every step of each of these challenges that I am seeing, which are common across the board with anybody who is yet to sign a client in the last 3 months, or you still haven't made 10K in a 3 month period, at least. So I know you probably secretly are aiming for 10K months. Let's be honest here. Then we need to be looking at your business fundamentals. And this is how we do it when we work together. So if you're liking what I'm saying, if you're liking how I say it, if you're liking my no BS approach, and trust me, when we work together, like this is one thing on the podcast, like on the podcast, it's a training. I'm like giving it to you straight. So what you need is your fundamentals. And the way that we do this when we work together, whether this is one-to-one or inside my group, Thrive, Thrive one-to-one or Thrive group, whichever layer that you come in at, we begin with the strategy sessions. If you come in one-to-one, you get a one-to-one strategy session where we do this one-to-one over 3 hours. And it is an intensive where we go over your offer, price, marketing, and sales strategy. And in that discussion, I am picking up on exactly what is going on in your mindset that is holding you back. And then we have 6 months together to work on it. If you want to join in group, you also get a group strategy sessions. The strategy sessions for the next round of group begin on the 8th of January. And over 3 days, an hour and a half each day, so it's a 4.5 hour strategy container. Over each day, we go over each of the components of your business fundamentals so that the next 6 months together, you are working it till it works. And the best part is, you do not have to wait to January to get started, because when you sign up, you get instant access to the program. The reason why I have done it this way is because I don't want you to wait to the next strategy sessions to start implementing. I want you to have the foundational knowledge of exactly how to create aligned offers, exactly how to identify who your client is, the process you help them with, and the results that you help them get. Those of you who worry about your message, who feel too fluffy in your coaching language, who feel like you know that you get them really good results, but you just can't seem to find the language for it. That is what we do inside Thrive. You get access to the entirety of my programs, including Messaging Mastery. And in those programs, you will be learning exactly how to get very specific and crystal clear on the results that you help your clients achieve. Then, when you join the strategy sessions, we are going to be really activating the beginning of 2025 so that you can start the year with crystal clear clarity on exactly what you're going to be doing in your business, so that you know what you're focusing on for the first 6 months of 2025, so that you can get out of this rut and really start calling in clients from intentionality, from purpose, from alignment, because you know that you have your business fundamentals in place, because you know when you post, you expect there to be results, and you know that the results are coming. I cannot wait to do this work with you. If you join Thrive Group, you will have instant access to the program. The latest you can join for this round of Thrive is January 7th, which is the day before Thrive strategy sessions begin. That will be the cutoff date. Anyone who joins after that will then be able to join the next round, but the price will be increasing because at the moment it's at founder's price. If you want to explore more about this, or you know that this is for you and you want to sign up at founder's price, then go to my website, www.coachingwithpamela.com/thrive in capital letters. I will put the link in the show notes. Come and join us. Get started right now. And if you are listening to this on the day of release of this podcast episode, then there is still a bonus that you can have access to so that we can have a one-to-one call if you join on group, and I can support you one-to-one before the group even starts. How exciting is that? Come and do this work together. It is time to get your business out of this rut. I cannot wait to connect with you, and I will see you next time.